Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut out starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 12th of the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to protect God, family, and country on your radio. It's a hard row to hoe, ladies and gentlemen, in this hostile, communist, liberal, fascist, whatever word you want to use, society we seem to be in. We turn our backs on God, and liberty is fleeting. There are answers, folks. That's the simple truth, and that's what we focus on when it comes to this radio broadcast. LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. Liberty Roundtable, just like it sounds. LibertyRoundtable.com. Live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. 25-plus columnists write for us. Unique commentary, hard-hitting prose, and more. Free at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com. We're also live on your Roku player. Go to your Roku player in the special interest section. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. And there you got a live feed. You got on-demand talk shows, Liberty Roundtable, many other talk shows available at your fingertips. Check it out today. And if you want to click on Help Us Grow and participate in the greatest new media taking center stage opportunity of a lifetime, would love your financial support. Click on Help Us Grow, LibertyRoundtable.com, and please do it today. We are syndicated via Liberty News Radio, via Republican Broadcasting Network. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org is their website. Check that out. Thank them for their support. We're working on other networks carrying the broadcast as well. We are also not only on the Roku player, on Liberty News Radio, on Republic Broadcasting, but we are on AM and FM affiliates across the country as well. We'd like to thank our AM and FM traditional terrestrial radio stations for their absolutely wonderful support and partnership. We're grateful for your partner presence in the new media taking center stage, because remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. And the mainstream press has been gatekeepers for way too long, so we're giving them a run for their money. But I'm telling you, it's a tough row to hoe. You learn a lot of things in this business, that it isn't for the faint-hearted. That's faux show. All right, and furthermore, you can tune in if you got a phone. Do you have a phone? If you don't, I'm kind of wondering what the heck's going on. Do you have a phone? It doesn't even need to be a smartphone, folks. It could be one of them old-fashioned kind of phones. I kid you not. It really can. And you could turn that phone into a radio. How do you like them apples? It doesn't even need to be an Apple phone, speaking of apples. It could just be any phone. But you could turn your phone into a radio. Here's what I do. I dial the following number. 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. 712-432-5339. That's a listen-only 24/7 line. Now, what I do is I dial that thing up, I put it on speakerphone, and then I put it on mute. And all around my house, I got a cordless phone, and I can go anywhere, outside on my porch, inside, out in the garage, wherever I am. And man, I got an incredible radio right with me. It's phenomenal. You can do that if you're in a business office or whatever else, too, where you can't get good cell phone coverage, because you can just dial the number, right? In an inside office phone, just dial the number from your office, put that dude on speakerphone and on mute, and man, you've turned your phone into a radio. It's phenomenal. All right. A recap of yesterday's show, especially today. That was yesterday, meaning Veterans Day, and every day, we remember and honor our veterans and our active military personnel. We're grateful for their service. And I made a huge distinction between, you know what, the armchair quarterback politicians that force them to serve in theaters that they ought not be is a different discussion. But you need to really thank those who suffer, those who give their lives, those who give their stability, those who give their limbs, etc., to the great sacred cause of liberty. The fact that they may be in places they ought not be is a different discussion. But thank them and let you know that you appreciate the veterans. And most important ways we can show we appreciate them is by making sure that they get the medical care that they truly need. And most importantly, that we don't treat them like hostiles when they get back and try to take away their right to keep and bear arms. That is just offensive. All right, we talked about the Power Mall Veterans Day specials, thepowermall.com. The Veterans Day specials are over, but if you call them and tell them, man, I'm a day late, but I'm not a dollar short, they might make an exception in your case. Tell them that Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com. Now, I specifically like the Gary Knoll products. Talk about the red stuff, the green stuff, just phenomenal. All right, you can also get monthly copies of the Power Hour radio broadcast. All right. So the number, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Now, Sam and Kurt launch into post-Fox business debate coverage and analysis. And it looks like Cruz and Trump schooled Kasich and Bush over amnesty. Donald Trump got his licks in as well. And the big debate in the Republican Party is how are we going to deal with these illegal immigrants? And Trump and Cruz and others say, you know what? The problem here is illegal. I'm going to say the word again, illegal. Then the other side says, well, what about all the people that have not broken any laws that are here that are good people? Illegal. They have broken laws. Don't tell me they haven't broken any laws. They have. Now, if we don't believe that crossing the border is an illegal act, then we may change the law. But the law is on the books. And we are a nation of laws, as Trump so well put it, and we must have borders to have a country. So how do you deal with that? A lot of these Republicans are saying we got to kick them all out and bring them back. The insiders, Kasich and Bush, say that's not realistic. And then Trump says, I like Ike, and Ike did it. Eisenhower did it back in the day. It was called Operation Wetback. Now, Trump didn't go that far. He should have. But it was called Operation Wetback. Don't blame me for the term. I'm not being a racist or anything else. That's what it was called. Go look it up if you don't believe me. Okay? And they did return literally millions of illegal aliens. And Mexico was the one that asked for the program to be started. And we partnered with Mexico to get it done. Now, whether you think it's feasible or not, Trump made a valuable point, which is this. Hey, man. What about all the people that are obeying the law, who are waiting in line to come to America? Should they just be circumvented by those who break the law? I don't think so. So would it be difficult? Yes, it would. Would it be hard on families? Yes, it would. Would it obey the law? And that's the point. Yes, it would. Would it reward those who have been patient? Yes, it would. Should we shut the door of illegal immigration and open the door of appropriate legal immigration? That's the whole point. All right, hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Elizabeth Holmes slams, and then this is a company called Theranos. It's a company that she's the CEO of, and she slams the critics. And the bottom line is this company has found a way to do a blood test without taking a big old bunch of blood from you with a needle. A simple pinprick will do, and they managed to do wonders with these tests. Decrease the costs, make them less intense on the body, all that's wonderful. But there's a special test. It's called a CRP blood test, and that's what Kurt Crosby is so interested in. And this CRP, or C-reactive protein test, is designed to find out the level of inflammation in your body. And the level of inflammation in your body relates to how ill you really are. And there's ways to decrease that inflammation with natural health and healing products. Kurt sells a juice that really has scientific backing that it can reduce inflammation in the body. Tremendous stuff. But the mainstream press won't tell you about it. Do you want to learn about the juice? Get a hold of Kurt. That's 801-669-2211. This isn't really about sales as much as it's about letting you know about the CRP blood test and the way to decrease inflammation in your body. 801-669-2211. Or just get a hold of Kurt. That's C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. While you're at it, ask him about raw honey. And while you're at it, ask him how you can get more vigor in your day and take the free scientifically backed vigor test. Breastfeeding mom whips out her rape me not, that's a gun, and fends off home intruders. CNN reports that. Good for them. By the way, the Blaze website usually documents stories of self-defense with firearms. Good for them for doing so. In this case, I commend CNN. The United Nations wants Australia to stop forced sterilization of the disabled, and they want to have improved treatment of asylum seekers. That's according to Russia Today. Did you know that Australia forced sterilization of the disabled and the UN wants it stopped? I don't know that I ever found myself agreeing with the UN. But I know this. I'm a blind person. I guess I'm disabled, right? Man, I got 8 kids. I'm glad I don't live in Australia. I might have none. And I'm so grateful for my children. I'll tell you what. What a blessed opportunity to partner with God and bring children into the world and have something special between me and my lovely wife. What an opportunity. We also talked about the state-by-state corruption ratings. The states are so corrupt, it's hard to even quantify, huh? We also talked about the Austrian granny who shredded €1 million. The bank recreated the money and gave it to people. Can you imagine that? Overruled the dead. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And Liberty Roundtable in part is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, as our buddy Joyce Riley always says. Thepowermall.com, thank them for their support and do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com. Senator Mike Lee, when asked if he was going to endorse Donald Trump, I'm speechless. You know, I wouldn't really be ready to endorse anybody yet either. I thought I was going to endorse Rand Paul, but I just can't do it. When he wanted to swear at my blank kids, I changed my mind. When he wanted to go ahead and talk big like he really needs support and needs my money and my finances and my involvement, and I reach out to him with free radio airtime at my expense, and I offer if he gives me the time of day to put him on the radio for free for long-form interviews, I offer to write commercials and voice and create commercials on his behalf, and then I offer to endorse him. And his staff says, I don't have time for you. Too busy. And then I see him plummeting in the polls. I kind of go, wow. Maybe you don't need me like you think you do. You act like you're my personal best friend when you want me to send in cash. But when you want me to give me light, kind, and airtime, etc., you're not even interested at all. You could say, well, Sam, you're just too small. You don't matter. And then my response is, then quit bugging me. Quit emailing me. Quit asking me for money. Quit making me think that I'm your best friend. Not that I really believed it in the first place. I'm just saying that's the way they act, isn't it? Gun sales set record for the 6th month in a row. They call it summer of the gun continues into the fall. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the best gun salesmen on the planet. All right, that's a wrap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It is available on demand if you want to check it out, share it with your friends and more, libertyroundtable.com. It's also available on republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use for today. It all starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, Kurt, you know there's a difference between Fox News and Fox Business, right?
What is the difference?
Well, they're just two different networks, my friend.
Oh. Okay.
Two different channels.
Right. Okay.
What, are they both owned all by right. the Rupert? Is that what it is?
That's what I understand.
All right. Anyway, I guess Fox News dwarfs Fox Business, and Fox Business started 8 years ago. And Fox Business has been eclipsed in the past by CNBC and others in the, quote, business network space. And the reason I bring all this up is because, remember, CNN did the debate. Fox News did the debate. NBC, or CNBC, I guess, did the debate. And now Fox Business has done the debate. Yeah. So Fox has got 2 out of 4 debates through their different channels, and the smallest being Fox Business. Well, anyway, it looks like they say Fox Business has set a record for viewers with their debate. They attracted 13.5 million viewers. Fox Business, 13.5 million viewers. And according to Nielsen data and ratings, they say that's the largest audience in its 8-year history, Kurt.
Well, there you go.
Now, they say the viewership was a standout for the business network, but it's less than half of previous debates in the 2016 race. Earlier debates like CNN and Fox News had more than 23 million viewers. But they say when they say that's less than that, okay, it's quite a bit less. But I wonder, Kurt, is it really that Fox Business can't bring in as many viewers? I mean, I guess it is a new record for them in their 8-year history. But at the same time, I wonder if people just aren't as interested.
Yep.
Now, here's what's fascinating. People may be getting less interested, but I find the debate, the fourth debate, was the best debate so far because it actually had details. The hosts were actually the least agenda-driven. The hosts slash moderators were the least agenda-driven of any of the four debates that I've seen. And they actually let the candidates talk and spar and do what debates do best. They ask some well-positioned questions. I mean, I think I could have asked better questions, but that's just me, right? But all I'm telling you is I think that the moderators and the host did a good job. They let the candidates talk. It was a little bit more freewheeling or free form than some of the other debates. The host didn't have this belligerent agenda against them. Okay, so to me, even though it was the least attended or viewed debate, it seemed to me the best debate of all. More details from the candidates, etc. A big stark difference between several Republicans on a variety of issues. The economy being one, foreign policy being another, immigration being a third. So it's sad that it got the least amount of viewership, Kurt.
Yeah. You know, and what I always want to know is how they figure out how many people are watching.
Kurt,
does your
TV quit asking that question.
Count?
It just shows that you don't know. Yeah. Listen, they say so. Okay, don't you accept that they just say so and that's the way it is?
No.
Oh, Kurt. Yeah. See, Kurt thinks there's a conspiracy everywhere. Never mind that factually Kurt's right and they admit it on occasion. What do you say to that, Kurt? They even admit it on occasion.
Well,
you want me to prove it to you?
Yeah.
Nielsen ratings and all those guys used to have people write in what are called diaries.
Yeah,
and then they basically told you that they had to upgrade to the people meter. It's called the personal people meter, just so you know. PPM. And then you ask them why they had to upgrade to the personal people meter, and they say because it has better, more accurate statistics. And then you say to them, well, that means the previous statistics were not accurate? Well, no, it doesn't mean that, Kurt. Okay. So your point's well taken, Kurt. You're right as rain, but they don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. But you really want to know how they know? The answer is in the old days, they used to have people fill out a piece of paper.
Yeah, it'd take a book for a month and they get a dollar for it.
Yeah, which means no one will ever do it and it'll never be done correctly is your point and you're right.
Yeah.
Now the personal people meter invades your life a little bit more, mm-hmm. right? And it's somewhat more accurate. I'll give, you know, some credit to that. However, you know what? How does the personal people meter know if I turn on the radio, but then I'm working on something and I don't even listen to it? It doesn't. How does it know if I turn on a radio in a room and then go in my car and turn on the radio and then go in my office and turn on the radio and then I go to the bathroom? Okay, what does it do when I walk into an elevator and there's music there? Does it track that and the commercial that I listen to there? See, they don't have any idea, my friend. And they say, well, Sam, we do this polling with a margin of error of something. How do you know that's accurate? It depends on who you call. If you call all the landlines, you're talking to all the old people. If you call the cell phones, you're talking to all the young people. Oh, no, Sam, we have this incredible ability to do a blended rate. In fact, Sam, we have automatic dialers that make sure to get all that. And we massage and manipulate. I mean, we don't manipulate. We correct the data. And they go on. And the more you hear what they do to it to try to make it right, the more you go, we just left planet Earth, man. What are you talking about? You've done so many things to make it right that in those so many things, I don't even know that it's accurate anymore. In other words, the more their effort is to, quote, massage or I would say manipulate the data to be, quote, accurate and representative, then they'll say, in our poll, we threw out people that weren't Republicans. In our poll, we, you know, adjusted for race or sex or this or that, sex meaning male and female, okay? And we, you know, something likely voters, and we did this, and we did that. And the more they play with that data, Kurt, the less confidence I have in it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you start out with no confidence, and it goes downhill from there.
Roger that, sir. And then and then furthermore, I come back, and I say, well, listen, I talked to 10 people, and my 10 people say they all listen to Liberty Roundtable, and I'm convinced Liberty Roundtable is at tops in the ratings. And they say, well, yours isn't scientific, Sam. And then I say, let's talk about the scientific method and then talk about your ratings model, shall we? And then they say, shut up, you don't have any credentials. You don't have any credentials. What media credentials do you have, Sam? And I say, oh, 20-plus years in the industry. My name written all over the industry with a variety of accomplishments. Why? What about you? Well, Sam, I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. I went to Yale and got the Skull and Bones degree. Okay, and then they mock me as if I haven't a clue.
You know, and I'm thinking...
Hold on, let's come back to it, Kurt. I want to give you time to open up on this thing, because it's critical. Say what you got to say. I'm not ignoring you. I just don't want you to get chopped off, like, mid-sentence. All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt's question is a valuable one. I mocked it at first only to show you what the mainstream press tries to do to us. His point's valid as all get out. I challenge the mainstream press to an open, in front of the public, in front of their 23-plus million viewers, a debate about their rating system. What do you think of that?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Hey, Mr. Crosby, you have questioned the inner sanctum. You have absolutely gone AWOL, my friend. You will never have a place in the media again because of your belligerence. The question Kurt asked is, can you trust the lamestream press rating systems? How do they know the numbers they put out? And the answer is they don't have a freaking clue. Okay, they don't have any idea whatsoever what they're talking about. Their ignorance is all get out, and I can show them 99 days from Sunday how they don't know. Because I just turned on my internet radio, and I left that dude on for 24 hours while I slept. And they think it was all happening, and it was all going on, and they don't even know. Then the next thing I did is I turned on two channels at the same time and listened to them both. Now what do they say? Okay, they don't even know what they're talking about. It's all bogus. I also turned it on and put 25 people in a room, and they said one person listened. They're clueless. They don't know. Nevertheless, Kurt, did you go to Harvard? Did you go to Yale or Stanford? You shouldn't be able to say this stuff without a degree. We got to make it against the law for you to even say things like that, Kurt. Where do you come off? See, that's how they go.
Yeah, that's the old question about the emperor wearing new clothes, you know. You know, and on this issue of, there's fewer watchers or whatever this time, I thought this was kind of interesting. When you look at the Washington Examiner, this piece called the 2016 Presidential Debate Schedule starts off with the 2016 campaign season features. Now, they spell campaign in this case with an A-I-N. No G in there, as usual. And I wonder if that's maybe, a faux pas that they really mean. It's
like it's a pain in the derriere?
Yeah. I just saw that and I thought, wow, you know, if these media experts can't even spell the word campaign on something that they publish and send out to everybody else, and they even have a heading on the picture just above it with all the candidates standing there, and it says the 2016 campaign season is spelled campaign, C-A-M-P-A-I-N. Even when you look it up, like you're going to look it up in the dictionary, it tells you that You know, campaign is A-I-G-N.
And then I would ask those guys, did you go to Harvard? Did you go to Stanford? Did you go to Yale and do crossbones with George Bush? Right? Okay. These people are crazy. And then they want to mock us as if we're nobodies, but yet we force dialogue all the time in the media. Now, here's what I find fascinating, and this is a point that I want to drive home big time. And this is for each candidate to answer for themselves. This is to all, quote, what, 16 candidates, Kurt, now? Is that what they say?
I don't know.
You know, all right, you got eight on the stage
eight,
for the main.
And then there was,
you got four in the junior.
Four or eight? Yeah.
Well, you had four there, but then I think you got a few that weren't even invited to either of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the freshman team, and then you got the sophomore team of the JV, and then you got the varsity, right? Okay. But I look at this, and I say, okay, whatever number of candidates we really have, it's kind of hard to say. But whatever that list is, all of you listen up to my question. Would you rather have 23 million viewers, not a clue how many of those 23 million would actually really vote for you, or how many are just trying to watch the spectacle, or entertainment value, or whatever you want to call it, where there's liberal hosts that just absolutely abuse you with mocking, manipulative questions, et cetera, et cetera? Or would you rather have 13 million business people watching the business network that are much more conservative, where the hosts are actually honorable and decent and respectful and have a desire to find out where you really stand, who you really are, what you really believe and why, and what you would do to modernize and protect America? Which would you rather have, Kurt?
I don't know how to answer that.
Because what if I could put you in front of 200 million people, but I'd kill you instead of just be hostile to you? Now, that's an extreme example, but I'm trying to make a point. What if you could then take that 13.5 million viewers and maybe only get 7-8 million viewers? But yet those 7-8 million viewers could literally be swayed to vote for you if you delivered well enough, and if you, but they were candid, they were honest, they were truly seeking to know what, where you stood, to really put their, not only their vote behind you, Kurt, but their financial wherewithal. See, most of these people in the 23 million don't have any money at all and aren't interested in supporting these people. But when you look at the business network, these 13 million people actually have businesses, Kurt, many of them. They watch the business network because they're interested in business. They're not just the average, you know, working slack. They're people with money, people with wherewithal, people with influence, people with education, people with connections, a larger circle of friends, etc. Okay, these are people that, I don't want to say one person matters more than another, but these are influential people that watch Fox Business, comparatively speaking. Now, the same is true if you reduce the listenership or viewership to the talk show hosts, such as maybe the Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, John Statmiller, Michael Rivero, Vincent Finelli. I mean, I can list host after host after host, right? James Edwards, the political cesspool. And these people now actually not only would vote, but would actually start to campaign for candidates if they believed in them enough, Kurt. These aren't the sit-back-do-nothing people. These are talk radio listeners, the most educated, the most informed, and the most active people on the planet. So would you rather have 23 million lackluster, hey, turn on the beer and the sexy commercials, and maybe I'll watch entertainment and watch Trump for whatever value, and, hey, man, put on the bikinis and the beer, guys and gals? Or would you rather double down and say, you know what, I've only got 7 or 8 million or even 10 million people maybe, but they're real, true blue business people that actually could campaign for something. They're passionate, they're involved, they're educated, they've got financial wherewithal if they choose, et cetera, et cetera. Which group would you rather speak to? So I submit to you the smallest in viewership debate was the best debate of all from a host or a moderator point of view, from a candidate deliverance point of view, for a appropriate heave-ho discussion back and forth of where the candidates stand and why point of view. From every standpoint point of view you can look at, it was the best debate by far. And so I'm telling you, the new media has taken center stage, and even the smaller the group, for the most part, the better. Can you trust the lamestream press rating systems? And I'm going to answer clearly. The answer is no. You can't trust them. They don't know what they're talking about, but they position themselves to call the order of the day. And everybody, when it comes to advertising or anything else, always comes to me and they say, Sam, can you quantify your numbers? Can you tell me? Can you go to Nielsen or can you go to what's that old rating system that's like failed now in radio? What was that called? It wasn't
Arbitron.
Nielsen. Arbitron. Yeah, okay. Can you give me Arbitron numbers and Nielsen rating numbers? I'm like, no, I can't. I don't even want to. Why? Well, because I'd really like to know how many people are listening and watching. You can't know that if you want the truth. Well, Sam, I at least want somebody to give me something. Okay, so you want me to lie to you? I'll just lie to you. Can I do that? Well, no, Sam, I need truthful numbers. Well, they're not obtainable. Yeah, but, and see, they believe that since these people have set themselves up to give you numbers, and they've got to be credible, Kurt. I mean, these guys graduate from Harvard and Stanford and all these. It's got to be real, Sam. No, it isn't. They're lying to you. They don't know. But see, people won't believe that. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor, you want a pill for every ill. And then I say, you know, you really don't need a pill. What you need to do is go home and drink some good orange juice or some, you know, take some herbs and, you know, get some rest and reduce your stress. And they don't want to hear that. And that's kind of what's going on here. I tell people flat out, these people don't have numbers either. Nobody does. I know, but Sam, can't you just give me some ratings numbers? I mean, you got to give me some kind of a handle on where we are. It isn't obtainable, my friends. Oh, but and people just don't want to hear that. They can't get their arms around the fact that you can't know. In fact, I've got five phone lines right here. I'm about to dial all five of them up to my listen line and then just set them all down and you'll think you've got five listeners, okay? Just to help you so you really know. It's just bogus. It's absolutely bogus. All right. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. They even tried to monitor vehicles on the freeway going by to see what radio stations they were turned to, Kurt. How do you like that invasion of your privacy so they could supposedly know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you right now, they don't know how many people are listening. They have no idea. They're just wagging. Now, do they have good approximations to some degree? Well, it depends on how you define good and how you define approximation. Mm-hmm. But I can guess as well as that. I can tell you out of those 23 million viewers, not many of them are planning to vote for your favorite candidate, whoever that be. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you out of that 13.5 million viewers, there's a greater percentage that would vote for your candidate, at least on the Republican stage, more so than that bigger audience. I can tell you that right now. So which audience is more valuable? It all depends on what your goal is. Let's say that I could preach to 300 million Americans. But when I know most of them are Democrats and or insider Republicans or completely ignorant of what we really believe in and why, I don't even know that I want to preach to those 300 million people, do I? Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A final word on this media stuff. Kirk Crosby asks the question that you're supposed to never ask. Hey, man, can you trust the lamestream press's rating systems? The answer is a resounding no. They don't have a clue, but they pretend they do. And if I try to explain to people, you can't gauge the listenership of a given broadcast. You just can't. Then they say, well, why not, Sam? And I say, because there's so many ways to listen. And then what they really want to do is they want to reduce or restrict the listening so that they can control and gauge it. Now, how would that affect your listener slash viewership, Kurt? If I intentionally reduce the amount of people that can get it, isn't that contrary to the goal?
Good point.
All right, now that's what happened at all four of these debates, Kurt. I've tried to listen to them, and I don't subscribe to the mainstream press. In terms of the paper, I don't subscribe to cable. I don't subscribe to the services, and so I had a very tough time. It's very tough. I have to go hunt for a radio station that can play it, or deal with some weird player, or sign up and download something, or whatever to listen. Now people are going to say, "Oh no, Sam, it was open. I could play it." It's kind of open if you know where to go to the right spot, and if you have the right computer and the right software and everything perfect, it works. But in the other debates, they intentionally block people out if you didn't have cable. In fact, there's headlines that talk about, hey, the debates weren't very fair for the cord cutters. See? And so my question to these people is, when we talk about viewership numbers, how does that work when Nielsen wants to quantify that you have a lot of viewers, but you're intentionally restricting the amount of people that can view the broadcast? How does that all work? And did media moguls like Nielsen, etc., take that into account? Were they like, hey, we adjusted for all the cord cutters that couldn't get it that wanted to? Okay, come on.
Yeah.
People, I'm telling you right now, I'll debate any of you anytime, anywhere on this issue, and I will slaughter you. I've forgotten more technically about how it works than most of you will ever know. And I'm telling you right now, it's bogus. And so I wanted to just spend some time and get an answer to Kurt's question. Kurt obviously already knows the truth, but I'm just telling you. Just type in debate, cord cutters, news into Google. What do you get, Kurt? You done that before?
No.
First stories from CNET. CNET's a tech news group. It says cord cutters cut off from presidential debates. CNET News.
Yeah, I see it.
Right, so what does that mean, Kurt? How does that fit into these ratings from these goofballs that think they know and pretend they know everything? Do they account for that in their plus and minus margin of error garbage? Does it relate to that at all? So my headline, I'm going to change this CNET radio headline. I'm going to take their headline, but I'm going to rewrite it. I'm going to say, cord cutters intentionally cut off from presidential debates. Who's cutting the cord matters. Here's how to watch tonight's GOP debate online. So people are being forced to go online to watch it. If you're a cord cutter, that's Fortune Magazine. Okay? What else do you see, Kurt?
Yeah, they say who watched the debate, and an estimated 73% of CNBC's viewers were over the age of 50.
Wow, that ought to really relate to America as a whole. We adjusted for all the people over 50 by accident.
Yeah, good point.
What? How's that going to work for your plus and minus error ratings? Okay, see what I mean? It's bogus, Kurt.
Says, so why aren't young adults subscribing to cable in the first place?
Because they think it sucks and it's a waste of time and it's too expensive and it brings too much garbage into their home that they don't want. That's why. Yeah, I can tell you right now, they act like it's a big old question. What are they going to do, get a government survey when they could ask me and charge me a quarter and I'll tell them?
Yep.
Quarter for your thoughts.
Cost has something to do with it. Nationwide, the price of the most basic cable package was almost $23 a month in January 2013. That's nearly 88% spike from the 1998 costs. That's faster than the rate of inflation. That's according to the FCC. By the way, they say a basic cable package doesn't guarantee access to channels that have broadcasted the debates. Another reason cord cutting is on the rise is that we don't need satellite or cable to watch TV anymore. What with options like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, Apple TV, and Roku. Ooh, there's the Roku. Who's cutting the cord matters, said this one guy named Forrester.
Of course it matters, but they don't take that into their account, Neil, so don't have to get like portable people meter 2.5 or something to do that, Kurt.
Yep. Yeah, good point. They say new households choosing to forego cable access aren't the elderly or rural poor with little access to.
See, that isn't true. It is the rural poor.
Well, I mean, they don't have them either. But then they say rather they're younger and more urban.
So what you get now then is a manipulated over 50 people that got a lot of money, a very unique small portion of society that actually haven't cut the cord yet, Kurt.
Yeah, they say rather they're younger and more urban.
Now, let me just ask you this. How likely are those people to vote and or support a viewpoint like a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz that want to reject government standard, you know, as usual stuff? They're going to be like George Bush or Jeb Bush, kind of a, you know, Republican diehard or, you know, yellow dog Republican kind of an idea, right? Okay, so even at that, then they skew that.
The 50-plus people.
Yeah, I mean, the people that haven't cut the cord. Yeah. The people they're, quote, courting, if you will.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so it's bogus all the way from the every bit of it. Now, I submit to you that the Fox Business people might have more than CNN in terms of real, legitimate people, even though the numbers are way less. The real question comes down to what kind of an audience do you want? Who are you trying to target?
Yeah.
Let's say that I got a big radio, and I've been thinking about this. Let's say that I got 20 big radio stations to cover the biggest inner city markets in America today, buddy. New York, L.A., Houston, Chicago, and I would have broadcast to all those. I would be able to come back to you and say, man, my audience, buddy, is like 30 million or whatever the number, 20 million, whatever. How many of those people are really interested in my message, Kurt?
Well, or how many of them even tuned in? There's just no way to know, you know?
Yeah, hate that. You know,
even when you're, quote, covering that area.
So I modified that headline that I got from CNET, because CNET, you know, it's supposedly a reputable news service, right? And I'm not really a reputable news service, but here's my headline. Cord cutters intentionally cut off from presidential debates by the lamestream yesteryear media. That's my headline. Now, who's more factual, Kurt? See, the yesteryear media doesn't even realize. They're not even caught up to the fact that people are cutting the cord. They're still hostile against that, like they think they're going to be able to stop it. They still believe, Kurt, they're going to be able to stop it, that somehow they can be so hostile, so abusive to you, that somehow they'll bring you back. Just abuse a customer long enough, and they'll be a customer for life, is what these ignorant yesteryear people and people meters and all that think. So they really believe. Let's force you into a contract. Let's charge you, you know, through the wazoo. And they think that's somehow going to help their cause. All it's going to make the yesteryear people do is become more irrelevant every day. And all it's going to do is make the people cut the cord even faster, Kurt.
Yep. There's a headline from CNET.com. T-Mobile's video free-for-all, everything you need to know about binge on FAQ. Subheadline, the nation's third largest wireless carrier says you can stream videos to your phone without eating up your data allotment. You just have a whole...
You want to know what the mainstream press's answer to that is, Kurt?
They don't want to talk about
We'll sick net neutrality in the government on you for doing that, T-Mobile.
Good point. Yeah.
See, they manipulate this stuff so much, and then they go, but we got the actual numbers. Actual numbers based on what? Yeah. Government manipulation? See, remember, I got to fund National Public Radio, my quote competitor, right?
Yep.
How does that all work? All right. Anyway, I've just had it with this stuff. And even our friends fall for the lie. Well, Sam, how am I going to pay for your programming if I don't know how many people are listening? You know, and I look at that and I say, man, what I need to do is create a liar rating service too. Then you can believe my lies or their lies. Which do you want to believe? But I would submit to you that the amount of people listening isn't as important as the caliber of the people listening and who you got listening for what reasons. Why do people listen to us? Because they're passionate about preparedness. They're passionate about the supreme law of the land. They're passionate about God, family, and country. They're passionate about the protection of life, liberty, and property. They're passionate about the proper role of limited government. They're passionate about conservative ideas and taking matters into their own hands. They're passionate about liberty. They absolutely care about the things that matter most. I'd rather have 100,000 of those than 23 million of the other kind that want to be titillated with sex and whatever else, entertainment kind of a thing. Because that 100,000 can actually change the world, Kurt. So I don't really care how many listeners I have, because I believe very few of us can change the world. The almighty author of Liberty says, by small things, great things shall be accomplished.
Yeah.
Need I say more, ladies and gentlemen? I'll just simply tell you, hour one's in the can, and hour two's coming up. Hang tight for hard-hitting talk radio. We at least have one listener, because when I talk, Kurt listens, and when he talks, I listen. How do you like that for ratings?
Sir.
That's actually provable. I'm just saying. All right, you want to turn your phone into a radio, smile and dial 712-432-5339. Check out republicbroadcasting.org and Liberty News Radio. .com for incredible talk radio and libertyroundtable.com for yours truly. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved today. After all, we're the only ones that claim this nation shall endure.